Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you want to smoke a cigarette, you are going to be paying more these days to smoke and to feed your habit because of the taxes. And we have decided that, not we all, but lawmakers have decided that it was for the best interest of public health to make those who smoke pay for it. And I'm a little mixed on that because as much as I dislike smoking and I dislike those who smoke and sadly put other people at risk, I also think that is a form of discrimination, especially when you have many smokers who served in our military, who supported those who went overseas and fought for our country. And so now they're addicted to tobacco because that's what they did during Vietnam and Korean War and Persian Gulf War. And now they're being penalized for it because they got addicted to tobacco. So I'm not a big fan of taxing and only a certain demographic. And that's a way that somehow people could do it. Well, you smoke. Well, smoking, though, the reason why that's so controversial is somebody who smokes is polluting the air around them and exposing others to secondary, tertiary tobacco and toxin exposure. So I get how people are going to be a lot more aggressive with that. Well, some legislators decided we are going to tax sugar-sweetened beverages. And I guess the sugar-sweetened beverage taxes took place in Boulder, Colorado, Philly, Pennsylvania, Oakland, California, San Francisco, California, Seattle, Washington. And a study was done, published in JAMA Network, which found that those cities or states who taxed sugary beverages did find reduced consumption. And that the potential could improve population health. Now, I would like to see if all the study did was look at if there were declines in purchasing because of the prices. It didn't necessarily look to see if those people say, well, if we can't buy sugary drinks, we'll go to alcohol or we'll go to cookies. Or we'll go to something else. So I don't know if diabetes plummeted in these cities or obesity plummeted. But they looked at data that spanned from January 1st, 2012 to February 29th, 2020, analyzed this data between June 1 of 2022 and September 29th, 2023, and they found that prices of the sugary beverages were increased by an average of 33.1% to 52.2% during the 2 years following tax implementation. And it corresponded to an average price increase of 1.3 cents per ounce and a 92% tax pass-through rate from distributors to consumers. The purchases declined by 33%. Now, I'm hearing that there are some stores that they're not even going to be selling certain products because of the prices. I think there's one chain, and I think it's in Europe, though, that is not going to, they're not going to have Pepsi products due to the pricing. So, I understand, I think Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid, lemonade and things like that. Those are still sugary drinks, although there's low sugar. So how should we proceed when it comes to sugary beverages? We've taught the population that they're not the healthiest. We've taught the population that they could lead to diabetes, cavities, heart disease, and that there should be, you know, some a responsibility when drinking these things. We've all known that they cause weight gain. I mean, that's why in the 70s and 80s, diet sodas became so popular. Because we knew that if people wanted to be skinny, they'd want another source. They'd want another option. It's just these sugar alternatives and these sugar substitutes can cause weight gain themselves. Insulin dysregulation, even possibly cancer. So if we want to cure obesity, I told you guys for hour one what we should be doing. We should be really concentrating on kids and getting them physically fit. If we're remediating people's academics, why aren't we remediating their physical fitness? You know, those who can't do any sit-ups or push-ups, why don't we work with them? And then we have a different PE class for them than, you know, those who are the, you know, football heroes of the class. And so we do have to also teach people that they need to exercise. But studies like this say, you see, when we tax them, people bought less. Yeah, but did it really translate into better health? We still have obesity. They've been taxing over the last 10, 12 years some of these beverages. These beverages have gotten ridiculously expensive. So what are people doing instead? Are they going to alcohol? Are they finding other sweets? Are they making their own drinks? You know, I mean, I want people to drink water, drink more water. But if somebody wants something sweet or if they want the bubbly, I notice a lot of people are going to seltzer. But, I mean, is that the healthiest choice? So, you know, I just feel a little uneasy about, well, if we want people to not do something, let's just charge them more. Because then what's going to happen with our cars? As the narrative is, well, we got to go all electric, we got to go all electric. Well, those of us who live in apartments can't necessarily do electric vehicles. We're going to have to find chargers because we can't, like rich people, charge a car at home because we're in an apartment and we're parking on the street. But what are they going to do? If the narrative is, guys, we got to go all electric, are we going to be charged extra, ridiculously extra, for fuel and for our cars? So I think it sets a dangerous precedent. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Byron wants to know if I've seen more cancer cases since people have been using telemedicine more than regular doctor visits. And, you know, the answer to that is I don't know yet. I have seen things that have been ridiculously neglected, and I do worry, and I have predicted that we are going to have an uptick in cancer. For a variety of reasons. One, I think we're going to have an uptick in cancer because I think COVID can be oncogenic. I think whoever designed COVID, whether it was in a lab, whether it was by nature, I'm a little suspicious that the virus can do more than we know. And because this virus likes to camp out and affect our sense of smell longer, affect our coughing longer. I know they say the virus is gone and it's just the inflammatory immune process that's causing us to do that. But for 6 months, for a year, really? I think there's still pieces or there's still components to it or active virus. And so I do worry. And I've even talked to oncologists about this, cancer specialists. I go, I just got a feeling that COVID could later cause cancer. And we, you know, it'll set up shop in some of our organs. And I just, I'd like to see that studied and ruled out. They go, we agree. Absolutely, it has the potential. Now, I don't want to scare you all, but, you know. But another reason why I think cancer cases are going to go up is because people don't go to their regular doctor anymore. I know you all are saying, well, boo-hoo, Dr. Dahlia, family docs are making less money. It's not about that. I do telemedicine. I love doing telemedicine. I'm very grateful for my job. But these people who used to always have a regular doctor, they can't get in with their doctor. Their doctor quit. Their doctor no longer takes their insurance. They said, to hell with Obamacare and the reimbursements, I'm just going to do concierge. And so the average person is not seeing the doctor they've seen for 15, 20 years. And so they're starting brand new with a brand new doctor. So can you blame them for not having a loyalty or a love or a deep committed relationship to their medical provider? The problem is we did have somebody call up saying, I have a foot infection. And I go, well, show me the picture. Let's see. To me, it looked like cancer. I'm like, how long did you have this? Well, I got scraped a couple months ago, but now I think it's infected. To me, it looked like a squamous cell carcinoma. I had another person call up saying that they were just having shoulder pain. They just need more anti-inflammatories. I go, has anybody checked your shoulder? It was on the left. Is it really your shoulder? No, it's in this general area. So I just need more anti. I go, has anybody checked your heart? I think there's going to be a lot more cardiac pathology. I think there's also going to be, fewer people knowing that they have high cholesterol or diabetes. I can't tell you how many people have called in with dizziness. They go, I'm dizzy. I'm like, okay. When was the last time you had blood work done? Before COVID. Before COVID is 4 years ago. You haven't had a physical? You're 60 years old. Well, because I don't want to get sick. I don't want to go to the doctor's office and get sick. And again, I'm not criticizing them, but these are some of the reasons why people are going to be getting some real nasty reality checks when they do finally go to the doctor. I had somebody call up saying they had a mass in their abdomen and it's growing. I'm like, you got to, I don't, and they didn't have a medical provider, hadn't seen somebody since COVID. So I had to send them to the ER. They go, but I don't want to go to the ER, it's going to cost more money. And I go, well, I could refer you to a regular doctor, but it could be months to start new with a new doctor. And it's sad because he could feel, when you feel the mass growing, wow. And it is, it's heartbreaking. And so I can't say I've seen more cases because I've seen a lot more telemedicine patients than patients. I mean, I could see a lot more telemedicine patients than I could in my office. And so I never get to see the CAT scan. In my office, you know, if I saw the mole and I would biopsy it myself and it would come back dysplastic or melanoma, or I could then say, okay, I just diagnosed cancer. But over the phone, I'm taking a guess, going, I bet that's cancer. So, yes, cases are going to go up. So how do you protect yourself? Well, again, I don't trust COVID, so try not to get COVID. I don't want to scare you all, but I think that might be the next, you know, smack of reality, is that this virus does, again, violate all laws of nature and all sorts of reality when it comes to a cold virus. Usually the cold virus is supposed to go away and get the hell out of there. But I do fear that we're going to be told that, you know what, We're seeing more heart disease because of COVID. We're seeing more cancer. It was no surprise when they said we see more diabetes. Early on in COVID, in 2020, they said, we're seeing people who were never diabetic, now diabetic. And people are like, that's not true, that's not true. Actually, I believe it. Because some of us that get diabetes don't get it because of genetics. It's because a virus attacks our pancreas, and then we don't make insulin as well. And then we end up not metabolizing our sugar well. So that's very real. And for years, I had thought that there was a link between diabetes and pancreatic cancer. And I'm not saying everybody with diabetes is going to get pancreatic cancer. But if a virus, per se, can be one of the many reasons somebody gets diabetes, because the virus affects the pancreas, what if it's a virus that's oncogenic or cancer-causing? Can some people then get pancreatic cancer? And we do see an uptick in pancreatic cancer patients and those who have diabetes. Not all diabetics get pancreatic cancer. But some pancreatic cancer patients were diabetic. Some were drink alcohol. Now, some we don't know why. Some were genetic. So we know that viruses could cause cancer. Hepatitis virus could cause cancer. HIV virus could cause cancer. That's nothing new. HPV could cause cervical cancer, rectal cancer, throat cancer. So it's hard to protect yourself against the viruses. Vaccines help, but unfortunately, you know, you can still get it. And unfortunately, when it comes to cancer, it might be qualitative and not quantitative. Qualitative is where all you need is one. Quantitative means, okay, the quantity is needed. So we still have a lot to learn on that. And I don't want us being paranoid about cancer. I think all of us have, you know, certain cancer risks depending on our genetics, depending on our you know, daily habits, depending on our food, depending on our drinking. But you need to be aware that even if there's no family history of cancer, you know, if something doesn't seem right, get it checked out. If you have a cough that doesn't go away, if you have blood in the stool, if you have, and I'm not saying all these coughs are cancer or blood in the stool means cancer, but don't ignore it. If you've been losing your appetite and losing weight, if your diabetes miraculously goes away, and you haven't been trying to lose weight, and you all of a sudden go, you want to know what? I'm not diabetic. I remember my mother-in-law telling me one day, you know, I could go off my insulin. I'm not diabetic anymore. And I'm like, say what? She's like, yep, yeah, my doctor took me off my insulin. He said, congratulations. He couldn't believe it. I'm not diabetic anymore after 30-some years. I told my husband, I go, she might have cancer. And she ended up dying a few months later of cancer. So I don't want to scare you guys, but telemedicine will play a role, one, in catching things, because if people can't get to their doctor, you know, they could call a telemedicine doctor, but hopefully that telemedicine doctor says go in and get seen by somebody, even if it's an urgent care or ER. But the urgent cares and ERs need to be prepared that they are going to be seeing people that have not seen a doctor or had a physical in years and have been only being taken care of over the phone. And I do worry. You know, when I would do a physical on you, you had your shirt off, you were undressed, and I checked for cancer. And if you weren't comfortable with me looking at all your skin, I would send you to a dermatologist for your skin cancer screens. I wouldn't mess around. Somebody has got to look at you and make sure you don't have skin cancer. Is your telemedicine doctor doing that over the phone? So, you know, these are things that you need to be proactive with. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz that's how she sees things. She went on to say there's no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. While President Joe Biden was busy talking about Bidenomics and his successes, social media was busy having him for lunch over his extended gaffe yesterday at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he gave a speech on the economy and seemed to lose track of what he was saying a few times. Donald Trump took the stand in his own defense yesterday in Manhattan in the civil defamation trial against him. Closing arguments were expected this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Christina asks, what do you do if a patient does not want to use traditional medicine and wants to use alternative medicine? She's having a hard time finding a doctor who is going to be, accepting of it. So that's a little tricky. Okay, I was in practice with a homeopath, acupuncturist, naturopath doctor, who was also family medicine trained and an MD. And so I'm married to a chiropractor. So I am open to a lot. I understand that modern medicine was at once alternative. And so I understand that the future cancer cure or the future diabetes cure or weight loss cure could be something that is naturally occurring and something not a current pharmaceutical. You have to, in medicine, have that humbleness and that and that openness in your mind. On the other hand, however, quack medicine and things that are useless and possibly dangerous have pervaded our medicine shelves for centuries. And we in medical school don't get a lot of training in how to discern and evaluate every single product. We get a little bit of training. And to simplify things, we're told to just follow what the FDA. If the FDA approved it, you're probably good. You got too much going on, too much you have to do, than to vet every single medication. So the FDA approves it. Now, that's not enough. There have been medications that were FDA approved that I didn't like. Like Vioxx. Vioxx was the COX-2 inhibitor that came out in the early zeros. Of the early 2000s, and I noticed my patient's blood pressure was going up. I just didn't like, I wasn't really that impressed with it, and I wanted to stop using it. And I remember the rep came in saying, what are you doing? How come you're not using it? And I'm like, I don't like what it's doing to my patient's blood pressure. And they're like, oh, look at the studies. The studies say it's fine. The study says it's fine. The FDA says it's fine. And then lo and behold, it got taken off the market. Same thing with some of these other medications that, you know, so I, even if it's an FDA approved drug, a doctor has a duty to make sure that it's not hurting their patient. In fact, there are medications that can hurt you, like anti-inflammatories. Taking doses of ibuprofen, if you're on certain blood pressure medicine, could be hazardous to your kidneys. Could be hazardous to your stomach, just taking them in general. To your heart. So, you know, we as medical professionals, it's a little tricky. Because another thing that also will limit our openness and embracing of alternative medicine is who's going to sue us if something goes wrong. So my partner had a patient whose breast was completely emaciated with cancer. And she had been seeing a homeopath. And the homeopath had said, look, you need to have traditional medicine. Okay, this is breast cancer. I can't cure this. And sadly, she did die. It was beyond being able to help her. But, you know, if there was, if the family wanted to look back and see which medical provider did not recommend regular medical care and traditional care, that doctor could be sued. So if you are licensed in your state, you have got to follow the state guidelines. And the state guidelines usually frown upon untested, un-FDA approved medications. Now, that was a little tricky when we were dealing with COVID. And people were saying ivermectin has a role. Remember I told you, I think it was Eastern Virginia Medical School, there was a doctor who had published protocol for COVID early on, and it included ivermectin. But because it wasn't FDA approved for that, now it's off the website, and it just, you know, and so if somebody, let's say, didn't go by, let's say, you know, the proper protocol, or a doctor didn't, and they said, look, just use ivermectin, and then that person died, that family could have a lawsuit. And so it has limited a lot of the flexibility and a lot of the creativity that patients are looking for in doctors when it says, well, why don't we try this? So, for example, remember I told you I had a patient that came in to me on 4 blood pressure medications, but his blood pressure was, I think it was either 180 over 100 or 180 over 120. It was really high. And he's on 4 blood pressure medicines, and I have to control his blood pressure. So I looked a little deeper, and he had anxiety, and he had some anxiety issues. So I go, here, just for poops and giggles, Let's try something for your anxiety. We'll try some Zoloft. See if that helps. And lo and behold, his blood pressure came down. We were eventually able to take him off some of his blood pressure medication, still keep him on some, but he didn't need four pills. And so a doctor, if they are making sure they're putting the person first, the patient first, if it looks like they justify why we're trying this, because traditional medicine is not working, we've done the standard of care. We're going to see if this can help, albeit still, you have chest pain, trouble breathing, you get yourself to an ER. You know, have them sign a consent saying, look, you know, this is experimental. There are certain formalities that might have to take place in order to allow there to be a little bit of a pivot from a traditional treatment if it's not working. But the average MDDO has to do traditional medicine and offer it. If not, a patient could say they weren't offered it, and then they get sued, and then they lose their license. So, you know, do I think we need to look at acupuncture more, chiropractic more, osteopathic manipulation more? I do. And these things are not necessarily alternative. These are things that have been studied and well established. Do we think massage, physical therapy, things like that should be used? Should homeopathy be embraced? I think homeopathy is fascinating. And we already do homeopathy. When we try to desensitize you to allergens with your allergy shots, you know, or even with some of your vaccines, we're going to give you just a little of something that's harmful to you so you build up an immunity or a resistance. These live attenuated vaccines got their roots from homeopathy. Homeopathy is where we take a small amount of something that offends you and bothers you and use it to treat. Now, I am no homeopath. I've never gone through the training. But when I had morning sickness, my MD friend said, go to Trader Joe's and get some homeopathic Ipecac. You mean like syrup of Ipecac? Does that make you vomit? Yes, but get the homeopathic Ipecac. And I'm like, okay. I got nothing to lose because I'm vomiting. And so I took it, and the morning sickness stopped that night. It was done. Now, I've seen placebo work, but this was more than placebo. And homeopathy is where a micro amount of something that could cause your symptoms in a diluted form somehow changes the energy in your body. And I'm not a homeopath. I haven't even begun to understand how it could work and when it doesn't work. But when that worked on me, I was like, whoa. Now, do I actively use homeopathy? No. I don't know enough about it. But I found that fascinating, that worked. When Ipecac makes you throw up, syrup of Ipecac, and yet the homeopathic dose prevented me from throwing up. So, you know, it's, I think in medicine we have a lot to learn, but a doctor can get into a lot of trouble if something bad happens or you progress with your illness and they substituted traditional medicine with something alternative. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last month, when we were talking about passive income and things like that, one of you had written, this was an interesting email, but it was kind of long. But the gist of it was that this person wants to write books. He's not an expert, but he has found something that has worked for him with his health. and he wants to share it. He wants to write a book, so he wanted to know, you know, am I making a lot of money on my books? How to do it? And, you know, does he have to be an expert to write a book? So, you know, this is interesting because I think a lot of you have a lot to offer. And I math was my strong suit. Writing was not my strong suit, nor was writing books. I never thought I would write a book. And I've published, I think, 12 of them now. And I like it. And do I make a lot of money on my books? Oh, absolutely not. Because the way I do my books is different from the way other people do it. The people that make money on their books, the true authors, are the ones who write a book, hire publishers, editors, literary agents, pay somebody to make the book cover, put a lot of money into it, then order cases of the books, and every time they sell one online, ship that book out. And they make it a business. Me, I don't have time for that, and I don't have the money for that. And I write books with students who want to, improve their resume and CV and publish something. And so we don't have the time or money to do all that. So I use Amazon. Amazon allows you to self-publish. They help you pick a cover, or you can upload your own artwork. Whenever a book sells, they just then sell it. They ship it. They take a huge cut. Sometimes it equates to 70%, but I don't really charge a lot for my books because I'm not doing it to make money. But for those people that do want to become authors and make passive income, and you do have a good book, absolutely, I think it's a fantastic thing to do. And the fact that you don't have to put money up front, you have to put the time into making a good book. You do need to edit it. You do need to proofread it. You might want to pay for an illustrator and things like that. But for those people that don't have money, but they want to publish, you could do that. Just understand Amazon takes a huge cut because they do all the work for you in terms of shipping it. And so basically, in terms of passive income, since I don't have to spend money, all I have to do is give Amazon their cut. I don't have to give it. Amazon takes it. And then they give you the couple bucks or the few dollars per book every time one sells. If they do an expanded distribution where they get it into other countries or other bookstores, sometimes you only get pennies on, you know, on the dollar. And that's, honestly, I don't mind because I'm not doing it to make money. But absolutely, it's something that people could do. So, yeah, full disclosure, I love the books I've written. I think they're fantastic, but they weren't designed so much to make money. So I don't make money on them. And maybe I need to eventually do launch my book line, which I've been working on for years. Eventually do that. I've just been so busy. But I will. I'll get to it. In terms of, do you have to be an expert to write a book? Absolutely not. But in order for you to sell your book, you are going to need to, and remember we talked about to engage, educate, and enlist. Okay, if you're like, hi, I'm your neighbor Bob, well, you might engage somebody because, ooh, I want to hear from my neighbor. But that might not be engaging to somebody who's not your neighbor. You got to engage the person first. Then when you have their attention, well, you know, I'm an expert in health. I've lost 200 pounds. This is how I've done it. Okay, now you've engaged them. Now educate them. How I did it was I did this. I gave up alcohol. I exercised. This is how I got myself to exercise. This is what I did. This is my story. And then enlist. Okay, buy the book. I'll teach you how to do this. Now, you'll learn something that you aren't learning from other people. And the three E's are how you would do that. Now, we lost, as doctors, a lot of people's confidence because of COVID and because of what happened with Fauci and everything else. And so I've noticed a huge lack of respect and disrespect towards me, towards, you know, if I even bring up, look, these symptoms might be COVID. Oh my gosh. I mean, people rip me a new one online. If I suggest somebody go and get seen, they're like, look, I just want my medicine and get off the phone. We doctors have lost a lot of respect. And we are being superseded by influencers. Now, what's an influencer? Well, it's somebody that apparently knows how to work social media and get your attention and can influence people's thoughts, fads, music. I mean, I could be an influencer. Anybody that makes an opinion, has an opinion that can, you know, that people will follow are influencers. But many of these influencers don't have a lick of credentials. But some of them are fantastic. And they've actually, you know, garnered opinions that people like. And, you know, they look, you know, you worked in other fields. And also some people also discredit themselves when they don't need to. You know, I talk a lot about the economy, work, relationships with employers and employees. Why? Because I've held a lot of jobs. I've worked multiple jobs to support myself. I've rarely been let go. I've only been laid off twice and hired back both times. And I've had a lot of experience with multiple industries. Restaurant, human resources, marketing, medicine, education. And so experiences do give you validity. And if you have an experience that can help somebody else, then, you know, that, I mean, look at the that family. On YouTube, there's this family called Saline Zatara. And it's a family of six who said, I think they were from Texas. They said, to hell with this, I'm sick of, you know, the work. I'm sick of the economy. I'm sick of this. Let's get a sailboat or a catamaran and sail around the world. They didn't know anything about sailing. They taught themselves. They got a boat. Then they started to sell advertising. They got some sponsors. And they teach people about boats and what they do and how they save money and what they thought of certain countries that they've been to. Yemen versus French Polynesia versus Israel. And what they notice, and they videotape a lot of it, and they share that. And I got to tell you, if I'm ever going to sail, right, you know, or consider getting a boat, I know they don't have degrees in boating, but as far as I'm concerned, they've proven their knowledge. And so, you know, it's fascinating. What I don't want is people completely now ignoring doctors. And I've seen people ignore doctors, saying, well, my friend said all I had was this. You know, they said my toothache was a sinus infection. And I'm like, you know, I'm a little worried this toothache could actually be referred pain from your heart. Get your heart checked. And I've had people who have had heart attacks right in front of me who actually came in thinking all they had was a toothache. And I'm not saying all toothaches are heart disease, but, you know, don't discredit people with degrees and with credentials for influencers just because some influencers are actually pretty damn good. But, you know, it's a process. And so for those of you who think you have something to say and you think you can be an influencer, go for it. But be honest about your credentials. Don't be a George Santos, okay? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.